What's up, everybody? It's your girl Naima B, your motivation MC, and I'm here to help you get to where you wanna be. Cause I'm living my dreams, baby. And I just finished watching a YouTuber, and I just recently subscribed to her channel, and I was motivated to do this podcast, and her YouTube is Shady Shade. I believe it's Shady Shade. I just started following her. I did a live this morning. You won't even believe this. The live actually cut out, y'all. My phone died. Like, right in the middle of me speaking, the phone just dies. And I'm like, yeah, I totally was in mid conversation talking with the ladies, but it was nice. And the men, it was nice. It was really, really nice to be in on live this morning, even though it didn't get recorded or anything, because it died. So the phone died, so I wasn't able to finish it. And then when I went back on it, it just looks like it's glitching. It doesn't actually look like, but anyways, neither here nor there. Hey guys, I missed you all. I honestly really, really missed podcasting. For those of you new, I podcast too, right? Like, I love talking. I love talking about situations, opinions. I actually saw myself doing this every day because there's always something going on in the news. So I easily saw me doing this every day. And I started, and not even just because of those reasons, but just because of all the knowledge that I already have and just different things that I've learned. I'm always researching and I'm always learning. So it's just like, I just like to share the information that I already know. That's just something about me. Or whatever, things that I research, things that I look. Like, I get inspired and motivated. I told you I was watching Shady Shade Joy. Now I'm on here. I ain't been on here forever. You know what I'm saying? Forever. But I always love podcasting. I always love that I could come back to this at any point in time and, you know, do a podcast for you guys and let you guys just hear my voice. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? You gotta see the wig. You know what I mean? Then my braids, girl. My hair halfway, never be done. I'm always looking crazy. I don't care what I'm wearing. I'm one of those people. I don't care. Like, as long as you respect me, as long as, you know what I mean? You don't come out your mouth, say nothing crazy. You can say whatever you want to say. Just respect me. I don't really care. So a lot of times I don't really be caring how I look on film. I just don't. And sometimes I feel like I look so crazy, like I might as well just podcast, because at this point I really kind of don't want to be seen right now. I just want to talk. So I'm coming to you guys today with 5 ways to stay motivated. It's definitely an amazing time that we're in. If we're going to be honest, we can always say, oh, it's hard, it's life, it's dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. Like, you know, it's easy to say that. That's cliche. But it's also amazing to see the evolution of how we can transfer energies at any given point of time. All it takes is just one thing. All I needed to hear was that one quote and listen to that one speech, or just, you know what I mean? And now you done transferred your energy to something greater. Now you feel motivated. You see what I mean? But in the midst of that motivation, don't get it twisted. What comes up must come down. You understand what I'm saying? So it is a ever evolving feeling that we will always feel as humans. It's human nature. It is a part of your DNA. As much as there is protons, there is neutrons. You gotta understand this, positive and negative. Every time when someone say, I'm excited, you better be sure you are gonna be sad and depressed. It's not that I am speaking this over you at all. It is more so I'm just letting you understand that such is life. Everything is always, ain't always up. Everything, every day is a battle. Every day is a continuous evolution. Every day is a transition. You know how many times people get on there social medias and they told my they going through the shit. Girl, you was going through that same transition 6 months ago, girl. Are we still transitioning, baby? Yes. Yes, we are. We are always transitioning. We are always evolving. We are always growing. At every single point of the time, don't ever think you are not growing. Don't ever think shit ain't gonna change tomorrow. Don't you ever think shit ain't gonna change in the next minute, in the next 60 seconds, in the next 45 seconds, in the next 30 seconds, in the next 20 seconds, in the next 10 seconds. Shit just changed. I can't reverse everything that I just said 6 minutes ago. It's already imprinted. It's already in the book. It's already written. It's already done. All I can do is continue to elevate to the future. Continue to elevate through the future. And yes, I have my ups. Yes, I have my downs. But it's all about the moment. It's all about embarking and embracing in the actual moment. You want to know how to stay motivated? Number one, embark. I don't even want to say embrace. Embark. That's so much deeper. That has so much meaning. Embark. Embed yourself in the present moment. You want to know how to stay motivated in the present moment? The fact that you're alive. The fact that you're alive. Number two, get to know yourself. Get to know yourself a little bit more so that you'll be able to decipher and stuff how you should be handled. Get to know you. It took me a long time to get to know me. It took me years to get to know me, y'all. It took me years. I couldn't understand. And when I didn't understand nothing, I just shut. I just was quiet. If I didn't know it, I ain't say nothing. I don't have nothing to say about this situation because I don't know. I didn't know myself. I didn't really know myself. I didn't really know what I liked, what I didn't like. You know what I mean? And I know how I felt it the whole time, though. So I went off of my feelings for the majority of my life. I only went off of my feelings. And I didn't always have the best emotional intelligence. I didn't know about emotional intelligence. I didn't know that you had to master that, too. So it took me years to develop, to understand the person who I am. And the person who I want to be. So getting to know you is the second most crucial way in staying motivated. Number three. Allow your inner child to shine. And what I mean is allow yourself to be you, man. You got to allow you to be you. You can't, the same person who you was in fifth and first in kindergarten is the same exact person that you are today. You are not a different person. You are the same exact person. Okay, you have those same exact feelings. And a lot of times you have those same exact experiences. A lot of times, if you really think about your life, a lot of you guys are replaying elementary school with the friends y'all hang around, with the people you hang around, the man who you married, that was similar to the guy who you was with, and you understand what I'm saying? So get to know you in all aspects. Recite, remember who you was in high school. You're the same person. So don't ever forget who you are. And number four, I would like to say things that keep me motivated. I would definitely say dressing up. That helps. Dressing up feels good. Dressing up and cleaning up. Oh my God. Oh my God. Yeah. Those things right there, top tier. Mm-hmm. Dressing up, cleaning up. Mm-hmm. And if you want to spend some money, if you do, I would say going out and or traveling. There's something about when you travel. It's like this. So, I'm sorry, y'all. My food just came out, and it tastes so good, but it's so hot. But it's so good. But yeah, y'all. I'm about to finish my food. Get ready for work. I love y'all. Oh, let's put together. Oh, these are too hot. I got the wrong jalapenos.
I wonder if I could take these back. These are too hot. I'm gonna try to see if I can take these back.
Okay. I love y'all. Those are my five. Ways to stay motivated. Okay, guys, love you guys. I'm looking for my ketchup. I cannot find it. Where is my ketchup? Okay, y'all, bye.